This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Let's get started with Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right this morning. Brian,
I was going to say, my heart goes out to everybody at your station for the loss of Alan. That's really a big loss for Western New York communities.
It really is. Thank you so much. He was, if you listen to local radio, you listen to Alan Harris, and there'll be a voice missed. Brian, obviously a lot going on for you in Amherst. I want to start with right down the street from the studio, the Costco project. Obviously been seeing a lot of work there. And if you are trying to go to the plaza, you've noticed that parts of Ridge Lee are down to one lane. Where do we stand on the Costco project?
Costco is in the process. Well, all the buildings over there are in the process of starting site work and foundations. So they've got permits pulled through spring of 26 right now. And we've got sewer projects happening. We've got roads that need to be transformed. It's going to be a year of impact on Bailey and Ridge Lee. But at the end of it, we're going to have some brand new retail and brand new opportunities for people to go shop and experience things.
So what is there a date for Costco? Is it sometime in early 26, late 26? What are we thinking Costco will be opening their doors?
The permits are spring of 26 is what they filed for.
Now, you mentioned other retail projects, and obviously if you've passed it, you saw the old Christmas tree shop torn down and rebuilt. Is there something going on that side of the road?
Yeah, it's an REI Sports. REI is an outdoor sporting goods store. There is one in Rochester currently. They're out of Seattle, Washington. It's a great store. Be reminiscent of EMS-type shop for those of us who can remember it. It's really kind of complementary to what's happening with L.L. Bean and then eventually Dick's.
You know, you see all this process at the Boulevard Consumer Square, which I used to work back in the day at Bed Bath & Beyond, and all these stores moving in. Is that kind of making up for the lost business at the Boulevard in the town's eyes when it comes to revenue?
You know, I think it really is a shift, right? People were looking for more of this type of experience, and the Benderson Company has been doing a good job there of providing it. The shift in sales and transactions, yeah, absolutely, right? That's sort of a displacement, if you will. I think there were a couple companies who bet on which way the mall was going to go. and Benerson saw a shift towards the thruway and have done a great job with it.
Now, speaking of the mall, there's some specifics I want to get to, but, you know, for the longest time, it was this back and forth between JCPenney and the town. But, you know, you drive by the mall, you still see JCPenney there, you still see Macy's there, you still see Dick's there. Is there a timetable of when the mall is going to be eventually empty? Is it ever going to be empty? What is the plan for the remaining tenants at the Boulevard Mall?
Well, Macy's and JCPenney's both are interested in staying on site in some shape or form. Dick's is moving over by Costco. So I think you'll see some resemblance of that. We're not in a hurry to shut any of that stuff down. Douglas Development still owns the mall proper. And there's still a lot to be worked out in terms of transition. But as we're going through all that, you know, I think there's sort of an inevitability that there will be some of that retail that has been traditionally on site there, whether it's Petty's and Macy's or both or one or the other. There's going to be some of that. Both want to stay open in the area. And so we're working hard to make sure that they can stay open as long as they can in their current footprint.
Now, speaking of the mall, you know, Douglas Jamal owns it. We know the process to get that entire property over to Jamal. Where are we in that process, and when will we start seeing work done on the Boulevard Mall?
We're working with both Douglas Development and Benderson Development. They're both owners on that site. You know, I would say that it's that, like, the transactional stuff, you know, as we've unwrapped it, you know, that's where sort of the real devil's in the detail. So, you know, we're working to try to make some changes there and see a path in a direction to where some of the land will be owned by one or the other of the developers, and the rest of it will be probably a small portion of it will be RFP'd out. We're looking to see that transaction or transition happening sometime in 26.
Now, we know there's some infrastructure that has to be addressed as well. Have we seen the beginnings of that? Where are we in that process to update the infrastructure for the property?
So off-site infrastructure is the key, and that part of that has to do with some of the work we're doing on Bailey currently. And part of it has to do with some of the work we have to do on Maple, where we've received a federal grant, the intersection of Bailey and Maple specifically. And then we have a big state grant that construction will be kicking off some point in 26, where we actually have to build a big sewer line up Sweet Home Road. The good news is all those components are in place. We're going through, you know, final DEC comments on that sewer line extension. We know we've got the project at Bailey and Maple. So with all those pieces coming together, you know, the infrastructure will be there by the time the mall actually needs to transform physically.
You speak of Bailey and Maple, and I just think of all the congestion down that street when it turns into Ridgely, and you've got the plaza on one side, you're going to have Costco and Dick's on the other side. I know there was initially an idea to expand that road. Is that still the plan, and how far up Ridgely-Bailey will the street be expanded?
All the way back to Meyer, and yes, that is still the plan. Bailey will have extra turning lanes added to it. On both sides, east and both north and south. So Bailey coming into the intersection, back around where the old Scotch and Sirloin was, there you'll see some lane reconfiguration, and then opposite side as well. With the new light, new signal sequence, and new electronic controls for that light, which will help dramatically.
Now, we've talked Costco, we've talked the Boulevard Mall. I obviously have to ask you about, right in the same area, the Station 12 property on Sheridan. Any updates, any movement with that?
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got a meeting coming up with WS Development to push them again to see where they were. That project is that's one that has always been the most confounding to me. The town doesn't have any actual interaction on the site other than code enforcement, so it means we don't really have too much say in the timing or in what happens there. So we're a little bit, you know, as you and I have spoken about before, we're at the mercy of the private sector. My hope is that, you know, by the end of this calendar year, they're going to be able to start naming tenants, but I don't know that that's the case. I can see Whole Foods and At Home still producing and doing well. So, you know, remains to be seen. It'd be great to see that whole site redeveloped. Again, I've always pushed I think that site should turn into a mixed-use site, but they have yet to see that my way.
You mentioned Whole Foods, and I know a few years ago they were talking about the loss they were taking at that property. Have you heard anything about that store potentially closing on Sheridan?
I'm not sure Whole Foods was talking about the loss on the property. Maybe they claimed that in the property owner as a whole claimed that as part of a tax Article 7 challenge last year. This year, they did not challenge their the reassessment. No, I don't see it going away. It currently is what Amazon uses to service all of the university students who order directly from Whole Foods.
There's something else I got to ask you about, and that is the Metro Rail. You know, there's all this talk about the expanding of the Metro Rail, and parts of that are through Amherst. You and I talked about this a few months ago. Has there been any movement on that, any movement or any, you know, ceasing of that idea of expanding the Metro through Amherst?
You know, the NFTA continues to move forward. I guess some of the question will be what help they get from federal partners. We've seen, obviously, an interest from the NFTA in light rail and light rail alone. Last time the federal administration was under Trump's purview, they were asked to explore BRT. So, you know, I think we're going to have to wait and see what that looks like. The reality is, you know, we need transit options for sure. Right? We got to get people to work in those facilities. We need to get people to and from UB, that aren't necessarily taking UB transit system now. And we've got a lot of benefit. How it's serviced remains to be seen, I think. NFTA certainly has their plan. They certainly have moved forward at the federal level. For me, a lot of it comes down to transit. You know, pre-holiday, my kids went to a Sabres game. They went with relatives and parked at the South Campus station, took the train downtown. You know, it was really pretty convenient. You know, and the idea of access, right, in Western New York, we need better access. As much as we need access out here, we could use direct transportation out from downtown to the airport. But these aren't secrets. They're things that we've known in Western New York for a long time. So I'm excited to see what happens with that Bailey BRT system, because I think that's going to be a game changer on the east side of Buffalo. And I feel like that'll help set some paths. Whether we get LRT or BRT remains to be seen.
You know, I always think it's interesting, you know, people's perspective on the train. I think it depends on where you grew up. I grew up on Mount Vernon, right down the street from South Campus Station. I took the train everywhere and then went to school, right? I went to college right on the train line, you know, but people who didn't live as close to the train as I did growing up really have very little experience with the train. So it's very interesting how all in the same town of Amherst, so many people can have so many different opinions.
Yeah, I think it has to do with direct experience for sure. My friends and I used to grab our baseball gloves, go down, buy cheap seats to the Bisons, move up, catch foul balls during day games. It was a great way to grow up. You could get pretty much anywhere you wanted to, from downtown back out to North Buffalo, and growing up near the rail certainly was pretty easy and convenient. So I think it becomes a matter of precise. I think the issue becomes really what it means in terms of having a 40-mile-an-hour rail near people's homes. I think that's where people are concerned. And the time frame it takes to build the infrastructure, I think, has some businesses scared. And so we need, as a community, to make sure that those things get mitigated.
Final question, Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa. A year ago, you were on the show talking about the tax hike for Amherst. A year later, what are the benefits of that tax hike, and can the residents of Amherst expect another one?
So this year, we had a decrease. We're down about 1.5% or so. We've stabilized. The biggest benefit is we're moving forward. We moved forward with significant projects, and we've maintained a really high level of service to the community. So as we go into 25 and 26, we can expect our personal investments and our property to continue to grow because of that high level of service Amherst is providing. We can continue to see benefits in our youth sports facilities, in our youth and community centers, and our senior centers. We'll continue to see expansion of the police force. And as I said, this year in 25, we'll see a small decrease in taxes. And, I think that we're set up well moving forward. We've got a very low ratio for our debt to budget ratio. And I look forward to making sure that as my term wraps out, Amherst is on good footing and stable footing economically. It's certainly in that trajectory.
As you said, I lied. This is my last question. As you said, your term's wrapping up. Do you have any interest in a possible county executive run?
A lot of people have asked me that. And while in life you should never say no to anything, my current interest is returning to the private sector. I have longed to return full-time into the architectural world and into the planning world. I get to do that. I'm excited about it. And the future will be the future, but no, I don't have immediate plans to run for office.
All right. Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa, always great catching up with you. Appreciate the time this morning.
All right. Thanks, Joe.